Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for summer 2026, and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Katie, and myself, Jenny, and with our sound engineer, Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It's about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we're delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We're also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
Borough set for a spectacular summer. There's an events-packed season shaping up for residents and visitors, and much of it is free. Fabulous festivals. Launching into the skies in early June is Unwrapped Festival, featuring the extraordinary aerial act Autumn Dance Theatre, who will dazzle audiences with breathtaking acrobats. The much-loved family-friendly festival of outdoor entertainment produced by The Point takes place across Eastleigh, Town Centre, Hedge End and Netley. In July, Eastleigh Mella is a vibrant celebration bringing together all the borough's communities in a dazzling fusion of sounds, flavours and spectacular. Eastleigh Pride brings colour, community and celebration to the heart of the town in September, uniting people in support of LGBTQ plus inclusion and visibility. And don't miss the Feastleigh Food and Drink Fiesta, the Eastleigh Summer Festival and the West End Family Fun Day. Great music. Gather your friends for The Point's Summer Social that brings live music acts to Lee Road Recreation Ground on Friday evenings in July and August. Live outdoor music also returns to Itchen Valley Country Park, our much-loved green space in West End. Queen by Moonlight is already a sellout, but look out for another outdoor musical extravaganza when the Pirates of Penzance sail into the park in September. Keeping active. The Walking and Wheeling Festival invites residents to step outside and explore the rich history of the borough, with opportunities to discover local areas on foot, by wheelchair or mobility aid. Young people can take part in an exciting range of sports and activities in the Summer Eastleigh Active Programme. Or why not book onto The Point's free family-friendly adventure, Spitfire Street, an interactive walking performance that celebrates Eastleigh's aviation heritage. For the energetic, dash together. Itchen Valley Summer Challenge brings together runners of all abilities for fitness, fun and fresh air. The country park also hosts a teddy bear picnic, a free falconry display and the Great Big Green Week celebration of local wildlife. More details can be found further on or keep up to date at Eastleigh eastleigh.gov.uk/upcoming-events.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Cycling to school helps drive for cleaner air across the borough, reducing emissions and promoting healthier lifestyles. The connection between active travel and cleaner air is at the heart of a growing effort across Eastleigh as schools and the council work together to reduce emissions and promote healthier lifestyles. Encouraging more journeys by bike not only benefits young people's well-being, but also helps cut congestion and improve air quality, particularly during busy school run times. Schools are playing an important role in a wider council initiative to improve air quality across the borough, supported by DEFRA's Air Quality Grant. Building on previous cycling and clean air projects, practical improvements are making sustainable travel a more accessible choice for families. At Crestwood Community School's Shakespeare campus, bike storage spaces have been expanded by more than double, making it easier for pupils and staff to cycle to school. The upgrade supports efforts to reduce car use while promoting healthier, more independent travel habits. Nearby, Norwood Primary and Preschool has also doubled its cycle storage, giving more families the opportunity to choose greener ways to travel. At Eastleigh Borough Council, we are committed to creating a comprehensive network of cycle routes across the borough. In total, there are approximately 71 kilometres of designated cycle routes, supported by over 40 locations offering cycle parking facilities. These ongoing improvements, alongside work in schools and communities, are helping to make active travel a safer, easier, and more attractive choice for everyone, supporting cleaner air, healthier lifestyles, and a more sustainable future for Eastleigh. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/air-quality.
Walking and Wheeling Festival back this summer. The Council has again partnered with Walk Wheel Cycle Trust to deliver the borough's four-week Walking and Wheeling Festival to help residents walk, wheel and connect. The festival launches on Thursday the 17th of August and ends on Sunday the 13th of September and is bookended with a special double Spitfire-themed event for families. Spitfire Street, created by The Point Eastleigh, is an interactive guided adventure that will take place at Lakeside Country Park on the 17th of August to launch the festival and at Borley Park on 13th of September to close it. Funded by Hampshire County Council, local organisations, artists and volunteers are providing free led and self-led routes to explore the borough by foot, wheelchair and mobility aid. They cover a range of themes, lengths, locations and access needs. So there's a route to suit everyone. Find out more from eastleigh.gov.k/EastleighWWFest. Eastleigh Activity celebrates continued success in its fourth year. Over 300 young people got moving this Easter. Eastleigh Active marked another strong Easter of impact as the community-focused initiative continues to grow in participation and reach across the borough. Delivered over 6 days during the Easter holidays, this year's programme featured 18 different activities across 55 sessions, offering a wide range of opportunities for over 300 young people to get active and try something new. New additions included laser tag, cricket, and the introduction of Big Sister sessions. Eastleigh Active provided a safe, welcoming environment where girls could build confidence, develop skills, and enjoy being active. They included girls-only opportunities such as tennis, football, cricket, and street basketball, ensuring inclusive access and encouraging greater participation. A key highlight this year was a new partnership with Places Leisure Eastleigh to deliver Big Sister Sessions, an initiative designed to support and inspire girls to take part in sport and physical activity. A big thank you goes to the local sports clubs, activity providers, leisure facilities and town and parish councils whose support made the programme possible. The programme will return this summer from Monday the 27th of July to Friday the 21st of August with even more action-packed activities. Find out more from eastleigh.gov.uk/eastleighactive.
All About Her. Saturday the 27th of June, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Places Leisure Eastleigh. This event is for girls aged 9 to 15 to enjoy an afternoon of fun. Explore our pool inflatable, Big Sister Taster sessions, art sessions, hair braiding, gym tasters and much, much more. £5 per person. Book via the Places Leisure app in the event tab. Eco-friendly events venue comes out of hiding. The Hyde space for hire for families and organisations alike celebrates its official launch with tempting discounts at Itchen Valley Country Park. The Hyde is the perfect outside-in space for meetings, workshops, children's parties and family events. It sits in the heart of the country park in West End, in beautiful green surroundings and with green credentials. The venue is designed to connect people with nature and the outdoors, building adventure into their events with panoramic views of High Hill Field. The facility offers a flexible and fully accessible environment with modern touches and all within a beautifully natural local setting. As an eco-building, the Hyde is designed for comfort as well as sustainability. It is supported by air source and solar technology with climate control. Better still, every booking directly supports the Itchen Valley Country Park's conservation projects and community activities, so your event gives something back to nature. Discounted packages from £15 per hour are now available for family, charity, community and business events taking place before April 2027. For more info or to book itchenvalley.co.uk/hiring-the-hide. Mayor opens refurbished bowling green at Fleming Park. Members of Fleming Park and Parkside Bowling Clubs came together in April to celebrate the official opening of their new council-funded artificial bowling green. The ceremony was performed by the Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Janice Ashman. The previous green was very worn and uneven and was further damaged by a fire in 2022, limiting its use. Funding from the Eastleigh Local Area Committee enabled a full refurbishment, including a high-quality artificial carpet installed to World Bowls standards, along with a new tarmac surround to replace uneven paving slabs, improving accessibility and safety for all users. Councillor Asman said, "Bowls is a fantastic sport that provides many physical, mental and social well-being benefits for those that take part or who are part of a club. I am delighted to have been able to formally open the new green and hope that the Bowls Club and the wider community will enjoy using the facility for many years to come. The new surface will enable more frequent play throughout the year and support both clubs' ambitions to grow their membership and increase community participation."
Forever Active Festival, Thursday the 10th of September. This event is aimed at older adults 50 plus attracting new members to the Forever Active programme and raising awareness of the activities that we have on offer. There will be badminton, pickleball, gym tours, chair-based yoga and Pilates, and Aquafit on offer. Costa coffee and biscuits will be available on the day at a discounted price in a designated room for those that attend the event. More information will follow on the Places Leisure Eastleigh Facebook page. If you are interested, email inquiries at placesleisureeastleigh.org. Supporting local families. Baby Necessities Baby Bank provides essential items for babies and children to families facing difficult circumstances across our community, including many in the borough of Eastleigh. As demand continues to grow, so must we. Support our Room to Grow appeal and help us continue being there for local families when they need us most. Donate, buy a brick, come to an event. Find out more at babynecessities.co.uk, which is a registered charity, number 1193806.
Protecting our environment. Volunteers record major wildlife growth at Stoke Park Farm. Building a clear picture of wildlife across the site since 2024. More than 30 volunteers have been carrying out regular wildlife surveys across Stoke Park Farm since May 2024, generating a detailed picture of its ecological health and biodiversity. Their work has already recorded 29 species of butterflies, 1,000 butterflies counted, 95 bird species from 6,784 observations, 312 species of moth, 7 species of bat, and 115 plant species. Among the findings are several rare and nationally endangered species, including marsh tit, skylark, firecrest, hobby, and barn owl. Volunteers have also recorded purple hair streak butterflies, Portland ribbon wave moths, and multiple bat species, highlighting the importance of the area as a refuge for wildlife. Alongside monitoring, volunteers have undertaken practical conservation work aimed at improving habitats in sensitive areas. This has included removing invasive Himalayan balsam and clearing redundant plastic tree guards, helping native plants and wildlife to recover and thrive. Organisers emphasise that systematic monitoring is essential for effective conservation. By establishing a clear baseline of which species are present and in what numbers, surveyors can distinguish normal seasonal fluctuations from genuine population declines or recoveries. This evidence allows conservation efforts to be targeted where they'll have the greatest benefit.
Barbecue weather, big matches and smarter recycling this summer. With the chance of warm, sunny weather across the borough this summer, many households will be making the most of the conditions by firing up the barbecue and gathering with friends and family. As gardens fill with the smell of grilled food and celebrations, it's also a great time to think about how we dispose of the extra waste that comes with it. This summer is shaping up to be an especially busy one, with excitement building ahead of the FIFA World Cup 2026, where millions will gather for match screenings, watch parties and community events. With more food, drinks and celebrations than usual, recycling correctly will make a big difference in keeping our streets clean and sustainable. Find out more about recycling. eastleigh.gov.uk/recycling. Recycle the right way. What goes where? Green cycling bin. Clean cardboard, paper, empty aerosols, drinks cans and plastic bottles. Black bin. Soft plastics, mixed packaging and foil. Food waste bin. All leftover food scraps. glass recycling box, glass bottles and jars, plus batteries. These should be placed in a clear bag and put on top of your glass. Glass is one of the most important materials to recycle correctly, especially during big sporting events when bottle use tends to increase. Please ensure your glass box is not overfilled, as collection crews cannot empty overloaded containers.
Shaping Places. National recognition for shared prosperity projects. £1 million raft of projects has been shortlisted for a major national award. Initiatives that have been supported by the government's Shared Prosperity Fund, UKSPF, across the borough since 2023 are in the running for a Community Engagement Award from MJ Magazine. Award judges said the council's Growing Space, Growing Networks, Growing Wellbeing programme demonstrated outstanding impact, strong innovation, deep inclusivity and clear community-led outcomes and collaboration. UKSPF projects. Together we make Eastleigh. This Wayne Hemingway-led engagement involved 284 community groups and attracted 2,500 responses from residents, visitors and businesses to shape the future of Eastleigh Town Centre. Schemes include public art in the form of colourful bus station windows and eye-catching murals, a feasibility study to improve High Street and Market Street, and an upcoming place marketing strategy. Food education. Over 400 families took part in cooking sessions promoting budget-friendly and nutritional food. Older residents created a nostalgic recipe book, and Grow Your Own projects and a borough-wide partnership were set up to improve access to free and low-cost food. Volunteering Eastleigh. Support was provided to create new walking groups and more. An apprenticeship programme trained 3 countryside rangers who are now employed in full-time positions. Cycle Together Eastleigh. Fun and safe cycle training and opportunities were offered, with 684 attendances so far. The project now has fresh external funding up to 2028. Plant Eastleigh. 9,000 trees have been planted across the borough by tree rangers and volunteers, improving 27.5 hectares of green space. And there's much more, from a refurbished kitchen for Pylons Community Centre, improved access to green spaces, and research into outdoor performance.
New Blue Plaque for Albrook. A pioneering female portrait artist who lived at Albrook was commemorated by the National Blue Plaque Scheme at a recent unveiling event. Mary Beale worked as a professional portrait painter from the Restoration period from 1660 during the reign of Charles II to her death in 1699. She was thought to be self-taught and broke ground as one of the first British female artists to support her household with her artist's income. Nominated by Eastleigh Borough Council, Mary Beale, who was born in 1633, now stands as the earliest recipient of a National Blue Plaque awarded by Historic England. She and her family relocated to Albrook Farmhouse from London in 1664 to escape the plague. Mary was also a writer, composing the Essay on Friendship at Albrook. It put forward the then radical idea of equality of men and women, both in friendship and marriage. Hat in the ring for Town of Culture. Together We Make Eastleigh partners recently unveiled an ambitious vision in their bid to become the UK's first Town of Culture. It celebrates the town's remarkable history of innovation, community spirit and creativity. We want to thank all the local businesses and community groups for their responses in support of the bid. Competition across the UK is strong, but the Eastleigh team have had some wins already, with partners forging valuable links for future projects. We're waiting to hear back about our expression of interest later this year.
The Point celebrates 30 years with Open Day. This year marks the 30th anniversary of The Point Eastleigh, a much-loved cultural venue at the heart of the borough's creative life. To celebrate this milestone, The Point will host a special anniversary Open Day on Saturday, the 12th of September, inviting residents to explore the building, take part in activities, and celebrate 3 decades of creativity, community, and cultural connection. Developed in 1996 with one of the UK's first national lottery grants, The Point combines modern creative spaces with a rich heritage. Its main auditorium sits within the Eastleigh's original town hall, dating back to the late 1800s, while the studio theatre was once part of the town's library. A major expansion in 2009 introduced the creation space, carefully blending new facilities with historic architecture. In recognition of its artistic and community impact, The Point became an Arts Council England National Portfolio organisation in 2015. Today, The Point is home to a main theatre, dance studio, studio theatre, creation space and meeting rooms, hosting performances, classes, workshops and community events. The venue is committed to bringing people together through creativity while prioritising well-being, inclusion and environmental sustainability. The anniversary open day will reflect this broad offer. Visitors can enjoy creative taster sessions in dance, youth theatre and visual arts, observe open rehearsals and take part in drop-in workshops for families and adults. Community performances will take place throughout the day, showcasing local youth dance groups, choirs and community organisations. A sustainability hub will feature local partners alongside a makers market celebrating work by local artists and craftspeople. Guided building tours will offer behind-the-scenes access, complemented by heritage displays, archives and a 30 years of The Point timeline. To finish the celebrations, the cafe will serve special anniversary treats. There will be a raffle and photo opportunities, marking 30 years of The Point. Visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk for all the 30th anniversary events happening across the year.
Council welcomes sector-leading tenants to key commercial property. Eastleigh Borough Council has welcomed a new tenant to a key property in its commercial portfolio. Unext Traffic, a global leader in intelligent traffic systems, has signed a lease for up to 20 years at the authority's 1 Viscount Road unit, located at the Aviation Business Park, close to Bournemouth Airport. The company develops and manufactures innovative technologies and services, making mobility safer, more efficient and more sustainable, helping move people, connect communities and support a more sustainable world. Their UK operations design, build and service a wide range of technologies for both national and international projects, including traffic signals, enforcement solutions and intelligent software applications used by local authorities nationwide. Unext Traffic UK will relocate from 2 sites in Poole into the single 158,370 square foot property. Completed in 2014, 1 Viscount Road is a purpose-built industrial warehouse unit and offers excellent transport links. Ali Mew, head of property at Eastleigh Borough Council, said, "The letting of 1 Viscount Road to Unext Limited is the latest chapter in Eastleigh Borough Council continuing to secure high-quality tenants into its diverse investment portfolio. It is a testament to the quality of the asset that Unext have made this commitment and investment." More information about Eastleigh Borough Council's commercial property offer can be found at eastleigh.gov.uk/business. Enjoy the shade at the paddling pool this summer. Families can now enjoy Eastleigh's popular Fleming Park paddling pool even more this summer, with recently installed public art that doubles up as sunshades. As part of upgrades to the pool, play area, trees and groundworks, the new sunshades are the cherry on top of the programme of improvements. After running creative sessions for local residents in the Fleming Park area last summer, artists Denman and Gold took to creating replacements for the dated umbrella shades at the site from their studio in Sherborne, Dorset. Their designs are inspired by plant cells, use sustainable materials and intend to maximise available shade overlapping with a new tree canopy as it grows. The project is funded using developers' contributions for public art in Eastleigh.
Community consultation inspires tree and bee habitat sculptures. Residents from Fair Oak and Bishopstoke have been coming together for creative workshops that invite people to slow down, listen closely to nature, and help shape a new wildlife-focused public art project. Local artists Amanda Moore and Gobbledygook Theatre led the sessions as part of a project designing sculptures to support birds, bees and insects as they move through the local landscape. The functional artworks will act as valuable wildlife habitats, enhancing the tree and bee network of biodiversity stepping stones planted across Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Participants were encouraged to think of them as motorway service stations for nature, safe stopping points where birds, bees and bugs could rest, nest and refuel. Feedback gathered from the workshops has highlighted a shared desire to protect local nature while creating welcoming, thoughtful spaces that encourage people to pause rather than pass through. Organisers said the consultation plays a crucial role in shaping the final designs of the tree and bee habitat sculptures and will feed directly into the next stage of development, planning the technical design and locations for Amanda's sculptures. Website is eastleigh.gov.uk/parks-leisure-and-culture/arts-and-culture/public-art/habitat-sculptures.
Eastbrook Homes. Show homes now open. Following a fantastic response at the opening weekend, the show homes at the Lower Acre are now open, offering residents the chance to experience a brand new community taking shape in Horton Heath. Created by Eastbrook Homes, the Lower Acre offers a welcoming mix of homes to buy through shared ownership, affordable homes and homes to rent, bringing together people at every stage of life who want to feel part of something special. A show home visitor said, "As first-time buyers, the Celandine really stood out for us. It feels surprisingly spacious with loads of natural light. The layout just works. Knowing it's close to work but still has a really lovely garden makes it feel like the perfect first step into home ownership. Space to breathe inside and out. Set in Horton Heath, and surrounded by over 125 acres of green space, the Lower Acre offers nature right on your doorstep. From woodland walks to landscaped open spaces, it's a place where everyday life feels calmer and more connected while remaining close to Eastleigh, Southampton and Winchester for work, travel and leisure. Homes that grow with you. Life doesn't stand still, and your home should be able to evolve with you. Homes at the Lower Acre are larger than average, thoughtfully designed and flexible enough to support first steps onto the ladder, busy family life, teenage years, blended families or downsizing, all within the same connected community. We were genuinely surprised when we saw the homes. They're much larger than they look. The kitchens and bathrooms feel really modern and spacious. It exceeded our expectations, said a visitor to the opening launch. No hidden costs, just a high-quality home designed properly. At other new builds, you have to pay extra for almost everything. Here, so much is already included that it actually feels like better value and far less stressful.
Built for the future and lower household bills. Every home is designed with sustainability in mind, helping support lower household energy bills, subject to usage, and long-term efficiency. All homes include ground source heat pumps, underfloor heating to ground floors, and EV charging points as standard. Smarter energy, greater comfort, a more future-ready way to live. Now open and already in demand. The response from the opening weekend has shown just how appealing this new development is, with show homes open now and first residents moving in this summer. Now is a perfect time to visit. Contact details are Eastbrook Homes, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. The website is eastbrookhomes.co.uk. Email inquiries at eastbrookhomes.co.uk or phone 023 8068 8400.
One Horton Heath's latest update. Consultation completed on new Horton Heath Primary School. A public consultation took place in May on proposals for the new Horton Heath Primary School sports pitch, pavilion and allotments within the One Horton Heath development. The consultation invited feedback on plans for this part of the development, building on the outline planning permission already secured. The proposed primary school, planned to open in autumn 2028, will form a key part of the emerging community alongside new homes, green spaces and infrastructure. Feedback received is now being reviewed and will help inform the forthcoming Reserved Matters planning application. Thank you to everyone who took part. Keep up to date with the latest news on onehortonheath.co.uk/latest-news. Wild residents thriving at One Horton Heath. A wide range of wildlife is continuing to thrive at One Horton Heath as work progresses to create a new community. From bats and barn owls to deer and great crested newts, the site supports a variety of species. Ongoing ecological work is helping to protect these animals and their habitats as the development moves forward. A dedicated ecologist works closely with the project team to understand what species are present and to plan works carefully around them, including sensitive periods such as the bird nesting season. Four species of bats are known to roost on site, supported by around 60 bat boxes and further dedicated spaces for them, including a maternity roost. More than 30 bird boxes have also been installed, with barn owls using the nesting boxes. Great crested newts are protected through specially created ponds within a dedicated area, which also support other amphibians. Deer, otters and dormice have also been spotted on site. Features such as mammal tunnels under roads, bee bricks and sustainable drainage ponds are helping wildlife to move through and thrive across the area. For information, including short videos about the site's wildlife, visit the One Horton website or check out social channels instagram.com/onehortonheath, youtube.com/@onehortonheath.
Planting for the future. Volunteers came together at Knowle Park in Fair Oak to plant 400 native trees as part of a community volunteering day linked to the One Horton Heath development. The event brought together staff and volunteers from Eastleigh Borough Council, Fair Oak Parish Council, the Lower Acre Builders, Waits, Eastbrook Homes and the One Horton Heath team. Working side by side, they planted a mix of native species including oak, silver birch, crabapple and rowan. These trees were chosen because they are well suited to local conditions and will provide food and shelter for wildlife. Over time, they will improve biodiversity and strengthen green spaces in the area. The young trees are protected with guards and canes to give them the best chance to establish and grow. Fair Oak Parish Council Executive Officer Andy Lowe said, "The Parish Council places huge importance on working alongside residents and volunteers. Knowle Park is a much-loved local space for all to enjoy. Planting native trees like this will make a real difference for wildlife and wholeheartedly supports our environmental policy. It was great to see so many people come together supported by the One Horton Heath Partnership, and we are very grateful to everyone who got involved on the day. The planting forms part of the wider work linked to One Horton Heath to support the environment and create lasting benefits for the local community. Read more stories like this on the One Horton Heath website, onehortonheath.co.uk/latest-news.
What's on? Theatre, music and dance highlights. Rambert School Showcase 2026, 19th of June, 7:30 p.m, The Point. Oh What a Night, 26th of June, 7:30 p.m, The Point. Ah, Freak Out, 3rd of July, 7:30 p.m, The Point. Summer Social, 17th of July to the 14th of August, from 6 p.m. at The Point. An Evening with Hampshire Youth Dance Company, 21st of July, 7:30 p.m, The Bury Theatre. ELO Encounter, 11th of September, 7:30 p.m, The Point. Comedy Highlights. Anything Funny, 16th of June, 21st of July and 15th of September at 8 p.m. at The Point. Scummy Mummies, Hot Mess, 26th of June, 7:30 p.m, The Bury Theatre. RMB Comedy, Double New Zealand Edinburgh Comedy Previews, 4th of July, 7:30 p.m, The Point. And Family Highlights, Make a Play in 3 days, 3rd to the 5th of August, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for ages 7 to 10, and the 25th to the 27th of August, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for ages 11 to 15 at The Point.
Events. Eastleigh Collaborative Walk on the 25th of June, 10 a.m, The Point. Paul Martin, My Life in TV, with Q&A and Evaluation Event, 4th of July at 2 p.m, The Point. Community Lunch, 10th of July, 12 p.m, The Point. Networking Event, 17th of September, 6 p.m, The Point. Film, Inclusive Cinema, 16th of June, Wicked for Good, 7th of July, The Choral, both at 10:45 a.m. at The Point. Community Performance, Platform Dance Annual Show 2026, the 11th of July, 6:30 p.m, The Bury Theatre. Footlights Youth Theatre, Bugsy Malone, 15th to 18th of July, 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Bury Theatre. Spot On Productions, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, 16th to the 19th of July, various times at The Point. Florian School of Dance, Once Upon a Dream, 25th and 26th of July, 1:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m, The Point. DM Studios, 10-year anniversary show, 25th and 26th of July, various times, The Bury Theatre. Centre Stage Productions Youth Theatre, School of Rock, 29th of July to the 1st of August, 7:30 p.m. but 2:30 p.m. Saturday matinee. Booking info. Booking tickets couldn't be easier. Our current box office hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. from Monday to Saturday, or head to our website and book online. Box office telephone number 023 80 65 2333. Website thepointeastleigh.co.uk. Addresses The Point, Lee Road, Eastley, SO509DE, and the Bury Theatre, Wildon Lane, Hedge End, SO304EJ, and Facebook, the Bury Theatre or The Point Eastley.
Celebrating Pride. This year's Eastley Pride takes place on Saturday, the 5th of September. The event, which began in 2017, brings colour, community and celebration to the heart of the town, uniting people in support of LGBTQ+, inclusion and visibility. During the day, Eastley Pride offers a wide range of family-friendly activities, ensuring people of all ages can enjoy the celebrations. The day will include live music, food and shopping stalls, fun fair rides and a dedicated kids zone, creating a welcoming and inclusive atmosphere for everyone attending. Its impact reaches beyond Eastley, especially as Southampton is to host the UK Pride 2027 celebrations, highlighting a shared regional commitment to equality. Together, these milestones reflect a growing movement across Hampshire to build a more open, supportive and inclusive future for all. For more information, visit website eastleypride.org.uk.
Summer events at the country parks. Paint and Sip, Friday the 19th of June, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m, costs £37. Looking for a fun evening with friends? The painting will be guided by Art with Shan. Includes a small bottle of Prosecco and parking. Liberty's Raptors, Saturday the 27th of June, 11:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Liberty's Raptors display with flying demonstrations. Nearly New Market and Teddy Bears Picnic, Sunday the 5th of July, 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. A family day including a market, teddy trail, teddy crafts and stories. Cyanotype Print Workshop, Sunday the 26th of July, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, costs £40. Kate Watkins will show you how to make beautiful prints using sunlight. Frontier Sapiens Open Air Adventure Film Festival, Saturday the 7th of August at 8:45 p.m, costs from £17.50. Book tickets at website frontiersapiens.com/Southampton-Itchin-Valley-Country-Park. Nature Guardian Quest, 24th of July to the 30th of August, costs £5. Complete the quests over the summer and join us for a free medal and craft session on Thursday the 27th of August. Purchase your quest pack from the cafe. Wild Wednesdays. See website itchinvalley.co.uk/whats-on for dates. 10:30 a.m. and costs £5. Discover the variety of mini beasts living in the woods and meadows.
Craft workshops. All are at 10:30 a.m. and cost £5. Thursday, the 30th of July, wooden disc insects. Thursday, the 6th of August, clay mosaic. Thursday, the 13th of August, mini garden. Thursday the 20th of August, bag printing. Thursday the 27th of August, medal and crafts for Nature Guardians. Bat detectives. Saturday the 5th of September at 7:30 p.m. Cost £10 and £7 at Lakeside Country Park. Join a walk with Hampshire Bat Group to detect which bats are flying around. Sundowner Silent Disco. Saturday the 12th of September, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Cost £8. Dance the night away to pop classics, dance beats and country tunes as the sun goes down on Highfield. Pirates of Penzance Outdoor Theatre. Saturday, 19th of September, 3 p.m. Tickets £18 and £10. Join Illyria for an afternoon of glittering wit, razor-sharp satire and glorious music. Keep up to date with news and events from our country parks and green spaces around the borough by subscribing to our newsletter. View full listings for The Point and the Bury Theatre at thepointeastleigh.co.uk/events, Itchen Valley Country Park at itchenvalley.co.uk/what's-on, and events in the borough, eastleigh.gov.uk/upcoming-events.
Unwrapped Festival 2026. Free family fun across the borough. Summer in Eastleigh kicked off with a vibrant celebration of live performance, creativity and community at Unwrap Festival 2026, a free festival for all the family across three locations in the borough. Presented by The Point Eastleigh, Unwrap Festival takes the joy of live theatre and spills it out into public spaces, transforming parks and town centres into a welcoming festival venue. With a strong family focus, the programme features high-quality, hand-picked performances alongside have-a-go creative activities, an arts and crafts market and a variety of food stalls. Find out more at thepointeastleigh.co.uk/unwrapped.
Eastleigh Mellor celebrates culture, music and community. Eastleigh is once again set to host its vibrant celebration of culture and community as the Eastleigh Mellor returns on Sunday the 26th of July. Bringing together music, dance, food and family-friendly activities, the event promises a lively and inclusive day for visitors of all ages. The main entertainment will take place on the park stage, where a dynamic lineup of performers is already confirmed. Audiences can look forward to electrifying tribute acts honouring the sounds of legends including Elvis Presley and Bob Marley, guaranteed to get the crowd singing along. Also performing on the park stage will be the band Kenwood and the Mixers, alongside popular singing duo Reka and Parry. Renowned artist Bali Brambat will add to the musical diversity of the day with a special performance. Hosting the stage will be experienced MC Raj Guy, keeping the programmes running smoothly and the atmosphere buzzing. In front of the park stage, the grassy area will feature additional cultural performances, including Jan Belly and representatives from the Chinese Association of Southampton, offering a rich showcase of community talent and traditions. The activities arena will provide even more excitement throughout the day. Visitors can enjoy performances from baton twirlers, the energetic rhythms of the Swan Samba drummers, and the colourful spectacle of a traditional dragon dance. Alongside the entertainment, the Mellor will feature a wide range of stalls, from delicious international food vendors to charity stands and community information stalls. There will be plenty to explore and discover. With more details still to be confirmed, Eastleigh Mellor 2026 is already shaping up to be a highlight of the summer. For more info, visit website awca-eastleigh.org.uk/mellor.html.
Your community. Hampshire and Isle of Wight Police to move into Eastleigh House. Work is underway to bring a public-facing police counter back to Eastleigh Town Centre after a seven-year absence. Vacant accommodation at the Borough Council offices at Eastleigh House in Upper Market Street is being leased to Hampshire and Isle of Wight Constabulary from early this summer. The former cafe space on the building's ground floor will house the public counter, and around 80 to 100 members of police staff will also occupy space on the first and fourth floors. This will see Eastleigh House fully let. The news comes with the announcement that work to replace the town centre obsolete CCTV system with a new state-of-the-art array, funded by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner, is now complete. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, has welcomed the move. He said, "As a council, we're committed to working with the police on measures to tackle crime and antisocial behaviour. There are clear benefits of having a strong police presence in Eastleigh Town Centre, and we're pleased to be working in partnership with the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner to host a new police front counter at Eastleigh House. Together with the new array of CCTV cameras that have been rolled out in recent weeks, this is a great illustration of partnership working that supports our communities and businesses and boosts the safety and well-being of residents and visitors, and we look forward to welcoming them to our building." Free Wi-Fi in Eastleigh Town Centre. Free Wi-Fi is now publicly available in Eastleigh Town Centre to allow for faster and more secure connections in this retail and community hub. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee has funded the upgrade, which, in addition to making the public Wi-Fi network freely available to town centre visitors, includes the retail hub's footfall counters, which give businesses useful data about visitor numbers. To access it, visitors should simply find Eastleigh Town Centre Wi-Fi in the list of available networks on phones or mobile devices and agree to the terms and conditions.
New CCTV cameras in Eastleigh. New state-of-the-art CCTV cameras are being rolled out in Eastleigh Town Centre. They are being erected after £50,000 funding was agreed from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. The new technology is replacing the old, outdated system, which was no longer fit for purpose. Leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "It's good to see the new state-of-the-art CCTV system rolled out in Eastleigh Town Centre, after the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner delivered on funding for the cameras. We have always been very keen to support the lead role of the police on community safety, which is also a key priority for the Borough Council. We already invest in a range of initiatives, and together with the opening of a public-facing police counter in Eastleigh Town Centre, this signals an even closer working partnership that will benefit our communities, visitors and businesses." Navigator Quarter development will boost employment in Eastleigh. A major development that will bring new business facilities and create jobs in Eastleigh Town Centre has been given the go-ahead by borough councillors. They agreed plans for Navigator Quarter, an 84-acre site adjacent to Southampton Airport. It will create up to 92,000 square metres of high-quality business space, supporting as many as 3,000 jobs and delivering significant investment in local infrastructure and sustainable transport. The site is a special economic zone within the Solent Freeport that offers tax and customs incentives to help drive investment and create new jobs. At April's meeting of the Eastleigh Local Area Committee, councillors gave the green light to infrastructure works, including a new access road and utilities that will pave the way for the phased delivery of the wider site. Located close to the M27, the development will deliver funding for a range of transport improvements, including upgrades to wide lane bridge, Spitfire roundabout and wide lane roundabout, alongside new pedestrian and cycle links, micro-mobility hubs and support for enhanced bus services. Strong environmental protections are core to the project, including habitat creation, a commitment to biodiversity net gain and sustainable drainage systems to safeguard the nearby River Itchen. All buildings will be required to meet BREEAM excellent standards. The scheme is seen as playing a key role in supporting the borough's long-term economic growth.
Your council. Election results. Following the local elections on Thursday the 7th of May, there is no change to the political makeup of Eastleigh Borough Council, as all parties held their seats. 15 councillors, 14 Liberal Democrats and one Independent, were elected across 14 wards, and the makeup of the council remains Liberal Democrat 35, Conservative 1, Independent Group 3. We're pleased to welcome two newly elected councillors, Dave Walker, Chandler's Ford, and David Berry, West End South. Dave Walker. A councillor for Chandler's Ford ward, Dave Walker was born and raised in Hiltonbury East and is proud to still call it home. He attended Scantabout and Thornton schools, the same schools as his children. With elderly parents also living in the ward, Dave sees the issues that matter to residents at every stage of life. Protecting green spaces, improving local services and facilities for young people, and ensuring the community's voice is heard on local matters are all important to him. Dave is also a councillor on Chandler's Ford Parish Council. David Berry is the newly elected councillor for West End South Ward, where he has lived for many years and raised his family. As the current chair of West End Parish Council, David has strong roots across the area and has built close ties within the local community. He is committed to ensuring that everyone has appropriate access to all council services. David works in higher education with responsibility for housing management, resident well-being and community living, giving him extensive experience in supporting diverse communities and working collaboratively.
Government announces changes to local councils. The government has published its decision on how local councils in Hampshire, the Isle of Wight, Portsmouth and Southampton will be reorganised. The government intends to create 5 unitary councils with targeted boundary changes around Southampton and Portsmouth, option 1A in the public consultation. This is the place-based model we have supported. Services close to communities, with councils large enough to be sustainable. The change will see Eastleigh and Southampton come together with the parishes of Chilworth, Fawley, Hythe and Dibden, Marchwood, Nursling and Rownhams, Totton and Ealing and Valley Park to create a new South West Hampshire Unitary Authority. Eastleigh Borough Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "It is great news that the government has decided to move forward with our preferred option to restructure the councils across Hampshire. Our priority in this local government reorganisation has been to do what is right for the people of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. We want to ensure that their communities are well represented, their vital local services are protected and can face the challenges of the future, and their councils are financially resilient and represent good value for money. Now we will work positively and constructively with all the councils in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight to make the transition as smooth as possible for the people we all serve." New Eastleigh Town Council goes live. The larger decision-making body for the centre of Eastleigh Town and the area to the immediate north went live in April, with elections for its first councillors taking place in May. The new Eastleigh Town Council is a merger of the former Eastleigh Town Council and Boyett Wood Parish Council. The Community Governance Review, the CGR, to create the new authority, which is the first tier of local democracy, was signed off by borough councillors in November, following extensive public consultation last summer that attracted more than 600 responses. Eastleigh Town Council has 22 newly elected councillors across 7 wards, named Blenheim and Barton Park, Boyett Wood East, Boyett Wood West, Brookwood, Cable, Chestnut and Nightingale, and North Stoneham. Strengthening town and parish councils means that householders are represented by elected councillors who are responsible for more tightly drawn local areas than the much larger unitary authorities, with local decision-making remaining close to the immediate community. Find out more at eastleigh-tc.gov.uk.
Eastleigh Chief steps down. Eastleigh Borough's Council's Chief Executive, James Strachan, stepped down in March after nearly 4 years in the role. James made the personal decision some months ago and said this is the right time to hand over as Eastleigh and Hampshire move towards the biggest change to local government in 50 years. The Council has appointed David Williams as Interim Chief Executive to cover the period between James's departure and a permanent appointment. David is the former Chief Executive of Portsmouth City Council and Gosport Borough Council and brings decades of local government experience in South Hampshire. Real terms cut in Eastleigh Borough element of council tax for 23rd year. Residents are seeing a real terms cut in the Eastleigh Borough Council element of their council tax bills for the 23rd year in a row. The average Band D base tax increase for households in the borough for 2026 to 2027 has once again been set at 1% below inflation. At the annual budget-setting meeting, councillors approved a £2.89 annual increase on the average Band D base council tax bill for Eastleigh Borough Council for 2026 to 2027. This year, the average Band D council tax for the borough is £2,342.21, with the Eastleigh Borough Council element £131.71 or £2.53 per week. The average Band D base tax increase of 2.4, that's £2.89, over last year is 1% below inflation, representing a cut in real terms that has now been maintained for 23 years. Just 5.6% of the overall council tax bill for Eastleigh Borough residents goes to the Borough Council, with the rest going to Hampshire County Council, the emergency services and parish and town councils.
Meet Eastleigh's new mayor, Councillor Richard Gomer. Councillor Richard Gomer was invested as the Mayor of Eastleigh in May. Richard, who has represented West End North Ward since 2018, was born in Southampton and grew up in Townhill Park. Encouraged by his parents, he took an early interest in science and engineering and attended the Gregg School, followed by Barton Peveril College in Eastleigh. He graduated in computer science from the University of Southampton in 2010, where he went on to obtain a master's degree, then a PhD in human-computer interaction. Richard is now a lecturer in computer science at the university, and his research interests include artificial intelligence for civic and community uses. Richard is a founding director of Eastleigh Pride CIC and a strong supporter of LGBTQ plus rights. He was Chair of Governors of St James CE Primary School in West End, and as a borough councillor, he has taken an interest in local youth services, as well as environmental and housing policy. Richard and his partner Alexander live in West End with their dog Freddie. He enjoys gardening, electronics and playing computer games. He said, "Eastleigh Borough is a remarkable place which doesn't always get the recognition that it deserves. I have enjoyed meeting so many amazing people during my time as Deputy Mayor, and I am looking forward to my year as Mayor. My focus will be supporting our communities, championing amazing volunteers that we have across the borough, and raising money for some fantastic causes." Richard has chosen Wessex Cancer Support, Wet Wheels Handball, and 1216 Squadron Eastleigh Air Cadets as his charities for the year. Councillor Michelle Marsh is this year's Deputy Mayor. Find out more about the Mayor and his charities at eastleigh.gov.uk/mayor.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m. on the 23rd of September. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact kitty.button@eastleigh.gov.uk and telephone 02380 688418. Burselton, Hamble, the Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. on the 25th of June and the 10th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk and telephone 02380 683367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7 p.m, 17th of June and the 2nd of September. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact mel.stevens@eastleigh.gov.uk and telephone 02380 683369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 8th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact mel.stevens@eastleigh.gov.uk and telephone 02380 683369. And Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 29th of June and the 28th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk, telephone 02380 683367.
Our contact details are Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 02380688000. Facebook and X is at Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. And sign up to receive updates from us at our website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for summer 2026 and was presented to you by Sharon, Jenny and Katie and Susie, our engineer. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Sharon.
Goodbye.
Katie.
Goodbye.
And me, Jenny. Goodbye.